This is a, no, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry, I don't need it. No, don't, just, I don't need it. I'd just rather do this. Thanks anyway. Well, thanks everybody for being here, and Ellen and Jake and Ira especially, and Mike for being here with me. And this is quite an exciting little event for us. And I'm going to read most of the poems from the Criminal Women book. And this is about a woman that was the, well, The Disappearing Woman is the title. For 4,000 years, an unknown tribe, the Chamosh Indians, consisting of 68 villages, lived on St. Nicholas Island off the coast of California. After a raid in 1835 by white hunters, the remaining inhabitants were seized and taken to the St. Gabriel Mission. But not until 1855, 13 years later, did they another mission learn of the solitary existence of this girl, the chief's daughter. 13 years went by, she only had a dog with her. She is buried in an unmarked grave at Mission Santa Barbara. The Disappearing Woman. Mission Padres, only the sailors saw me rise out of the grass, step onto the shore in a dress of cormorant feathers, their green sun trembling, my black hair falling royal to my hips. You sent them to rescue me, the captured child who saved herself. The plunge from the boat, the furtive swim back. You didn't see the woman who ran to the jetty, sprang from rock to rock. You didn't see her dive into the ocean beyond the surf line and emerge with abalone. Only the sailors saw me smash the shell, tear the meat out with my hands. I didn't offer it to you, monks, as you led me away. Only the sailors saw my face, the desolate terrain, the bronze look I threw them over my shoulder, my eyes as black as a 9-mile stretch of cold lava. They would have taken me back. Why did you accept me into mission life if not to reunite me with my tribe living so nearby? Because you didn't know? Because I couldn't speak? Or wouldn't? High waves and clouds of spray do not struggle. Speak, you said. Didn't you hear me curse your God's will? Didn't you hear my wail, its echo fading into the fissures of your mission? A sound unlike anything you have ever heard. I was never alone. Blessed by walrus, heron, sea lion, eagle, piper, pelican. You think you christened me. I christened myself with sacred water brought on gale storms by the spirits of my people who were present on my island since stone was soft. My hunted island, barren now, grazed to the root by sheep, used as a bombing target, pulverized to sand. My island is not surprised when one of its own wastes away. I was gone in 6 weeks after stepping over the gunwale of their boat. Wet grass springs back, obliterates a footprint footprint as soon as the foot is planted down. My conversion vanished when you took my feather dress and sent it to the Vatican. And when you caught me eating raw fish, when I refused to wear the ankle-length dress, when I walked nude in your mission gardens, and when I relieved myself by your front door, you locked me away. Why? You said, for the sake of decency. I had a language. This is about Belle Gunness. She was born in 1860 and died in 1908. No, not more.
No, more. Okay.
I don't think
whatever
so.
She said.
Whatever you say.
Whatever she wants.
Anyway, she was born in 1860, and she disappeared. Nobody really knew where she ended up, but she was a serial killer, and she found her victims through Lonely Hearts ads that promised marriage. After Belle's house burned down and her children's bodies and a woman's body were discovered in the ruins, her handyman and lover was charged with the crime, and Belle was never heard of again, though there were many subsequent sightings. And I think they're even finding a body in this place recently. But anyway, she worked on a pig farm, and she had lots of money and land. My heart beats in wild rapture for you. Come prepared to stay forever. Like explorers following a trade route, my lovers came. No vile despoilers answered my honey-kissed ad. They dug out their lives savings from the local banks as boggle-eyed as the deputies who unearthed the bones and 11 men's watches in my hog pen. A plague pit of death and quicklime. Like triflers who need not apply, the winds rose over those soft spots under the lilacs. Ashes stole off on the lamb by the burned butchered shop where I slaughtered the hogs in my overalls. More bodies cut up, wrapped in gunny sacks, fell away under their shovels. 42 laying out in the red carriage shed. When deputies found my teeth in the smolder, the whole village mourned, oh, poor widow and her charred children. They accused my handyman, the lover I fired, the same one who bragged in the bar, the same night I burned down my house and ripped out my stump of my real anchor tooth with the false plate still attached and threw it all into the blaze. Now I live the high life in New York, disguised as a man, while he dies spitting blood in a cell. He always said, "What china blue eyes you have." And what really happened was that she got a poor old lady who was homeless and put her into the house with her own children, and then burned the house down. And they thought the old lady was her, but her bones were smaller and she didn't match the stature of Belle, but they couldn't prove it because she was burned. And then they found her teeth, Belle's teeth, and that was it. They thought it was her, but she was gone long ago. So this is about Apache country. It's about Apache country.
Test
and
one, two.
Sorry, Suzanne.
And the philosophy of the Apache Indians. And something that we're all very aware of these days is crazy drivers, which is one of my rants. Apache country. Once, late at night, driving home from some small town, I pulled over on the shoulder in the dark to let a tailgater pass by. But today, on a lonely country road, driving over a narrow bridge that crosses the river, with the mountains changing colors all around, a large black truck fills my rear view mirror. The angel of death shimmers behind me, almost kissing my bumper, while the mirror reflects obscene gestures. I stop my car, get out, smile, walk back to him. His head leans out the open window, a caged bear waiting to be fed, and yells,
"Damn you, lady. Who the hell taught you how to drive?"
Even though Mafia drifts before my eyes, I don't care if he's 6'5", a serial killer, or has a gun. I myself am packing heat. "Hi, how's your day? Can you feel Mother Earth as you drive over her back?" His face changes, not to shock exactly, but bewilderment. "Do you know the Apache people see a river as a circle of life and the mountains holding us to spiritual connections? So I ask you, just where are you going? Are you famous? Are you important like Oprah?" I wave at the sky. "I wondered if you saw it." Mechanically, he scans the sky. "Can you see it's entirely blue? Not one cloud. And can you hear that flock of geese?"
"Lady, bite me. Bite me."
"Oh, can't you feel the cool air? Not freezing yet, but fresh, with the smell of winter in it. Now, look over there, those trees, how they catch the light. Pure gold. In 2 weeks, all will have vanished." His eyes dart around, fearful yet incredulous. "Did you know Tall Bull of the Northern Cheyenne tribe says use your senses? Experience the gifts of smell, touch, hearing, taste, and sight. He says these are all needed for our healing. We must take time to see the beauty, to feel Mother Earth as we walk on her back."
"What's this all about? Are you out of your mind?"
"Well, do you know, Apache people put their unhealthy feelings in a rock and then throw it away? This is why you never pick up a rock when you are in Apache country. For it's said that you might pick up another's anger and tribulations." He guns the gas.
"Screw you, lady. Screw you."
As I go back to my car, I wave goodbye. "Enjoy your life. Treasure this day. It could be your last." Driving on, I imagine our rocky Massachusetts soil, all the stones within, and wonder, would there be enough if we were in Apache country? One more. Okay, this is the last one, and it's a myth, sort of, or could have been half true. But it's said that a young farm girl was seduced and abandoned by a pirate called Black Sam Bellamy in Cape Cod. He left without her, and she was imprisoned for killing their baby. But Something happened and she was mysteriously freed because she went insane in prison. And then they ran her out of town and she lived in a hut by the ocean and went out on the cliffs and hollered his name and screamed all the time. Well, there was a price on his head, so he attempted to return. And because she was a witch, it said that she sank his boat in a hurricane that appeared off the coast of Cape Cod. The Sea Witch of Billingsgate to her betrayer. I can see you, Black Bellamy, through the glass eye of my gray goat. Sail the widow with your crew further than the sun dares. The maid you ruined under the wild plum will lock your pirate's legs in a fishtail. You will sing mersongs to the lobsters. When the fog makes arc shapes with the shoals, hips, shoulders, the form a girl takes lying in a barn, I will cut up tempests around your ship, hurricanes. You will gaze spell-moored at the granite as I did at the stranger in French Bombay's who freed me. I touched his gold quill to my tongue, drew my mark with a slantendicular X. The scarlet tip glittered. No black art of yours will flick the reefs away like stray bits of rye straw as he flicked away my prison bars, tapped the darbies on my wrist with his cane. Now I live in Leviathan. A ship's light flies from his tail. Contra charms will not rid the hymn-bellowers of me. Let everyone stick pins in calves' hearts and drop the hearts down all the chimneys in town. I am a deep-dyed sinner, a white girl, a red girl. I have more lives than my familiar. Some nights I lure a skipper or a young hand to the lorn hut on the poverty grass meadow. On occasion, some return before cockcrow, withered and creak jointed. Watch for the glimpse of my red heels. Thank you. Thank you. That was great.
How about a big hand for Suzanne Owens and Mike Santoro?